We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
No!
Yeah.
No!
No, 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 no!
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 No, no,
no!
No!
No, 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 no,
no!
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 Please, would be nice.
Never before has such a kick-ass intro been so mismatched with what is actually being created by Justin Nettlebeck in his very first No Please podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, I want to get right to a couple of things that kind of sum up the show for me.
Okay.
On who are these Justins? And one of the things that I was able to pick up on was this man has an extremely wet mouth.
Oh, no.
Did you notice how he's always like.
You would think he would find a way to edit that out.
Well,
Well, I guess unless it's while he's talking.
No, no, it isn't. It isn't. It's at,
oh, really?
It's and considering that we'll touch on how he over edits his show
right.
So dramatically. Now, what I've done is in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the No Please podcast.
Yeah.
I lifted out just snaps and bubbles and cricks and cracks of the spit on his mouth and his lips. And then I amplified it. Now, I describe this as Justin's wet pussy, sloppy wet pussy sounds.
Nice.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no. That is raunchy.
All I did was amplified it. Nothing.
Right.
And then edited them together.
Yeah.
Some had breaths. I didn't include those. I only include the.
it's like a cow eating grass.
Or like in The Walking Dead when the zombies they find them like eating a child or something.
Wow.
So there's that. And then the other thing is what stood out to me. That I want to play the whole supercut now, and then we'll work backwards on some of the other content in his show.
Okay.
Is his Joker laughs.
Oh yeah.
This is from one 30-minute episode. I didn't even include all of them.
Ick, 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 ick.
That was one of the things that stood out to me too. It's like, well, some of the stuff that he's laughing at doesn't seem like it's supposed to be funny.
Correct. And he kind of loosens up a little bit in the episode later and starts to really let the jokes fly. And so like when he's reviewing the story about the guy who got busted with a crack pipe, the councilman. And when he's talking about this, that, and the other thing, he'll like make up some, it sounds like he's doing stand-up, really bad stand-up, like first time open micer stand-up. and then he throws in, he'll actually edit in laughs. He'll do the joke. And then he's like, oh no, I got to put a laugh in there. So he'll go, rolling action. And he'll go, ha 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 ha. And then he'll edit it out and then put it in there.
Right. It's like canned laugh for a sitcom.
Yes. Like, oh, I got to let everybody know that that's funny. So here comes my laugh. And it's really, really off-putting. Let me turn to you because I want to go right to your clips, Ben, and then I'll, you do your three and then I'll do mine. And cause mine kind of go in order that I pick them up, you know?
All right. These aren't from the first episode. These are from a different one.
Okay.
Like the first one is him talking about his old co-host Allie from Q101 in Chicago.
Okay.
So okay. And that is you'll I guess you'll get why I lifted the clip. The three have a similar theme.
Clip one.
Many people don't know this. Allie is not a crap talker. Allie does not talk smack, not even just to be funny. Like, that's not where Allie's humor is. Allie is hilarious. But her humor is not in poking fun or poking fun at herself or others. So I wouldn't be surprised if Allie does join us.
Right there.
That is going on. That nervous, odd kind
laughter.
Of out of the blue. And what I parked on, what seemed to be a thing that I witnessed many times was,
yeah,
everything, every word is the most important thing that has ever been said.
So true.
So dramatic. Everything's like, oh my God. fucking A. Wow. All right.
The next one, he's answering a question after supposedly spilling some tea about Q101.
Okay. In case you don't know, that is the radio station he used to work at after he left Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Question comes from Samantha Ray. What up, Samantha? She writes, I'd like to know how you got to Q101. That is a great question. And I love how it's breaking it up from all like the drama, right? From the Boston Tea Party that just happened.
What? What? Yeah. Whoa. That was it. That was that inserted laugh feel.
It was. You know? And then I didn't notice that it was, like you said, inserted until just now where you can hear the edit.
Yeah. And he knows how to edit. I mean, it's sloppy. I mean, like a child could do this.
Question comes from Samantha Ray. What up, Samantha? She writes, I'd like to know how you got to Q101. That is a great question. And I love how it's breaking it up from all like the drama, right? From the Boston Tea Party that just happened.
Whoa. Yeah, that just sounds so unnatural.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what else you got?
The last one is a clip about what must have been an awkward lunch with Free Beer.
And I told him that I kind of wanted to look for other jobs. And at the time, I don't think I did a very good job of communicating why. I think I was coming across very selfish because here was a guy who gave me the opportunity of a lifetime.
Which is a goddamn miracle.
Right.
Clearly, Greg is terrible at evaluating talent. This guy sucks cock.
Well, hell, I was number two after Justin. At least that's what I was told.
Oh, okay.
Like, so yeah, terrible at picking talent.
Well, no, bullshit. Because you would have been so much better in that role than him.
So yeah, I would like to think so. So yeah,
without a doubt. I'll never forget the first time I actually heard him on the radio on his first day. First day. But so you never can tell. But the lack of timing that I heard and the struggles right off the bat, I was like, this is going to be tough. This is going to be very difficult for people to like him. And it's going to be very difficult for him to find his way. And that's, he just doesn't have it. This is the guy who's honest to God. And I don't mean disrespect by this. He thinks he should be up here.
Right.
But I don't know how the fuck he did that. Okay. I haven't picked up on any actual qualities of this dude. Anything positive. How the fuck did he get in this position with them and in Chicago? He should be like in goddamn Albuquerque, you know, cleaning the bathrooms at a radio station. I mean, this guy stinks. Holy shit.
And not
one thing
go ahead.
I was going to say one thing he does have going for him is, like old Johnny Walker, who used to be the PD at WGRD.
Yeah.
He would tell me when I was recording to make it sound like you're have a smile on your face. And that it comes across like Justin has that going for him. But that's the only glimmer of hope, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He sounds eternally optimistic when he's making up stories and over laughing and poorly editing shit.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that stood out to me was the, though he edited the whole show, it was not live. He still somehow managed to make it sound like fuck. I mean, that's not easy to do, to have time to edit it. And then he had to say, all right, this sounds all right. I got to make it sound shitty. That's what it comes off as to me when I hear it.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to start that whole clip again. He's talking to Freebird.
And I told him that I kind of wanted to look for other jobs. And at the time, I don't think I did a very good job of communicating why. I think I was coming across very selfish, because here was a guy who gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. Absolutely. And not only did he give me a great opportunity for a job, a career, but the opportunity to learn every single day from guys who are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, fuck. Holy
shit. That would get to you.
Oh, fuck my ass. The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's who I admire. And looking back, I have some regrets on how I handled things. But I thought at the time I was doing the right thing by communicating. And Greg Grant. Well,
because you told him you were going to get a job.
Right.
Well, boy, what a great communicator. You're telling him you want to get a new job.
Yeah.
Well, what's the other option? Just leaving?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
Did my wishes. He said, yes, absolutely. If that's what you need, if you're looking.
Greg's like, oh, thank God. Thank God. It's like winner, winner, breakup dinner. That fucking commercial.
For another place to work, go for it. But I need you to know that as soon as we leave this lunch, I'm going to look for the person to replace you. And at first I was like, oh yeah, of course. Of course you will. And then on the car ride home, it all started to sink in. I was like, damn, dude. It's like he was waiting to dump me.
Oh, there it is.
It's like he was like, yes, finally.
Yeah, probably.
Fired this guy. Don't have to pay him unemployment. It's not our problem anymore. He dipped on his own.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. You're right. You know why? Because he was probably sick of hearing things like this.
Yeah, and that's when the search for Kelly began. Oh God. That's so moist.
Yeah. You like that? You like that? Yeah. You like that?
Goodness.
Okay, Ben, I don't know how we're gonna get through all this. I have so much shit.
Okay. That's good.
Justin talking why you need to sign up for Patreon.
The Patreon is also where I'll get a lot more loose-lipped about things. I'll probably share things that'll get me in trouble. And there's no reason, no sense to risk it all for free. Yep. Are you kidding me? I have a lot to say. I haven't said anything. And I'm going to pop off. But I'm going to have to put it behind a Patreon to protect myself and to be smart.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing that wet mouth there.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can hear the wet mouth. And oh, yeah. That's so smart. So I'll say things that can get me in trouble behind a paywall, and then I'm protected. I don't think he knows how things work. It doesn't matter if it's me. A paywall doesn't mean you're immune from slander, you fucking idiot. Oh, fuck.
Anybody can lift the audio.
Yes. I didn't go so far as to sign up for his Patreon because, Ben, I had to really power through this just to get through the one episode. I mean, I felt like I went 10 rounds with the champ after 30 minutes of this show. It was so bad. Fuck me. In this clip, it was interesting because it's he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Okay.
So excited to podcast / podcasting is for losers.
Oh.
It's so awesome to be here. It's so crazy. This is just amazing. I have thought about this day since April 21st. Every single moment of every single day, I have been dying to get back on this microphone. I was so turned off by the idea of starting a podcast or a Patreon. I think I let my ego get in the way. Going from Market 3 on a morning show to a podcast, I couldn't fathom that. I was ashamed. I felt like it was going backwards.
Well, it is. There's no question.
Definitely.
You were right.
Yes.
But it's just interesting. It's like, I am so excited. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this day. It's here. Yay. I mean, the whole thing is so much over enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to smack the fuck out of this guy. Oh, God damn.
You'll get a wet hand if you do that.
Over the top dramatics about Justin's quote unquote addiction to radio.
Oh.
And his sacrifice. I sacrificed it all for radio.
But I sacrificed my entire life for radio. I loved it. I found an outlet. I found something that, you know.
Sacrificed your life for radio. What kind of idiot would do that?
Right. Growing up with ADHD and ADD.
And by the way, the first like 8 seconds of that, listen to how creamy his mouth is.
Oh, yeah.
But I sacrificed my entire life for radio. I loved it. I found an outlet. I found something that, you know, growing up with ADHD and ADD and being put on all these medications as a kid and never being truly
Who isn't on medicine?
Understood.
Right? It always drives me crazy when people really lean into their, oh man, yeah, but I overcame because my brain's fucked up.
And then somehow, about 18, 19, running into stand-up comedy and then naturally finding podcasting, which led me to radio, I was able to finally find myself and have this outlet. Well, I became addicted to that outlet. It became my...
Okay, all the overstating he's doing of something so mundane as doing shitty production work.
Right.
This is a very arrogant, egotistical person who masks it with this enthusiasm and you can do it type attitude.
Right.
It's annoying.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Everything became my identity. I loved it. I love the outcome. I love so much creating something and then bringing it to the audience and having the audience react to it. It just filled me full of love, joy. And it almost like, I'm not saying this is healthy, but I feel like it was healing for me. So healing, which makes it so obvious that I need therapy.
Oh
no.
God damn it.
That laugh.
Now, you and I picked up on how he edits this thing.
Right.
Okay. So if I'm talking, breathing, emphasizing certain things, the way you and I speak,
yeah,
it's normal. It's the way people talk.
Right.
I edited my own words to make it sound how he edits his podcast.
Okay.
This is me. If I'm overly concerned with how my podcast sounds, I would over-edit it. I would take out all the pauses. It would sound unnatural to the average person. They wouldn't be able to put a finger on it until they really, like, thought about it. But they'd realize that what they're hearing sounds like a bunch of blurted out sentences smashed together to make one big, giant sentence.
Should have added some weird laugh at the end of that.
Justin starts rolling though on the jokes.
Oh, nice. I'm ready.
This all stems to us from him wanting to get out. Okay. He just got fired. He talked about, I want to go out and see the world. I've never seen the world. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to hit the open road. And then I guess he went to like Tennessee.
Okay.
So he's talking about that. And this is his first real go at a joke.
April 21st, 2023. Whew. My life changed and I needed to find myself. So I did something I always wanted to do. A threesome. Me, my girl, and her car. Ah, not the threesome you were thinking, huh? Not the threesome I really wanted either. I went on a road trip.
Oh, boy. Laughing at his own jokes.
And they're not even good jokes.
You were right about the open mic. This is what it sounds like.
Yes. I've got plenty more of those. I hope I can get through all of this. It's just ridiculous. Okay. He starts to tell this story about him driving through Tennessee. And he goes to like a roadside flea market or some shit. Okay. And then more of the jokes, more of the storytelling. This is also an example, this whole story of when he's making shit up and it's obvious. It's not true. It didn't go down the way he's saying. Because it just seems so unbelievable. And he's not good at telling those stories. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
We get out of the car. Right next to us is a smart car. There was bumper stickers on the car that said, we don't look, we just shoot. What? You Stevie Wonder it?
What? Nice sound effect.
Justin, notice, according to him, that all the women there had pistols.
Okay.
I thought I was king until I noticed that every single woman there was strapped. I guess I should probably be clear when I say women were strapped.
So this is the direction we're going. He's, you know, because that they could have strap-on dildos, Ben. You get it?
That's true. Yeah, strap, just walking out in broad daylight with dildos. Yeah, I get it.
Justin expects the audience to believe then, Ben, that he decided to walk. He decided to walk up to some lady and say, "Hey, you're a woman with a gun. How come your man here isn't carrying the gun?"
Wow. All
that's right. That's what. Now, does that sound like something that someone would do?
Hell no.
Of course not. Because it's not fucking true.
Right.
No, women were carrying guns and they're on the outside, right? Because they had to like show them. Wild. It was wild. And then
wild.
My brain, because I'm so curious, I wanted to know why the husbands weren't carrying the guns, but the wives were carrying the guns. So I did the unthinkable. I did the dumbest thing ever. I asked. I go, "Why are you carrying the gun?" "Well, he's got felonies." "Oh, damn. Should have known that."
What a crock of shit. This is what would piss the audience off on the Fibber and Ollie show when this guy would do these stories. Because he's, like I said, whether it happened or not doesn't matter. He can't tell the story. He sucks at it. And it seems fake. So then his co-hosts are looking at him and blinking. And they're like, "Jesus Christ, this is bullshit." I mean, just hearing that story, I wish the lady pulled out the gun and shot him so that I wouldn't have to hear this fucking show anymore.
The audience created a Justin storytelling generator because of how outlandish his stories were on there, that they would just make up shit and it sounded like an actual Justin story.
I thought that was great when they did that. I remember hearing that. It was very funny that the audience did that. And coincidentally, someone just did one for Kelly too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, that was fucking funny.
Oh,
it was
really
funny. But I'm pretty sure they won't ever reference that.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, it would be hurt feelings.
Yes.
Can't have that.
No.
All right. Justin is grateful, though, because as it seems, seeing poor loser people happy makes him grateful or something like that.
So as I'm walking through and I'm checking out these people selling half-drawn coloring books, and I'm having a moment. I'm having a moment where I'm feeling blessed. Here I am, a situation where I don't have a job anymore. The first time in my life, I'm not working. Zero money coming in. Oh, the stresses of it. But now I find myself walking through an outdoor swap meet in East Tennessee where this is the situation of these people's lives every single day. And you know what I saw? I saw a smile on their faces. They were happy.
And they saw spit on your lips, too.
Right, and the white spittle in the corner of your mouth.
Just the idea that he's trying to perpetuate the idea that, hey, I was so grateful because I saw losers and they were happy. So I should be happy.
Yeah.
That just sounds ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdo bullshit story from the flea market. Okay. So he's walking along. There's some little kid that wants a toy.
Okay. All right.
And the kid says, "Hey, mom, can I have this? Or hey, can I have that toy?" And the woman that he's with says, "Absolutely, you can have the toy." And then the kid hugs the lady's leg. Now, Justin thinks that's his mom. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I really don't know how to explain what else happened. So I'm just going to play these clips in order.
Okay.
You can get that if you want it. He grabbed her leg and hugged it so tight. And he said, "You're the best mom ever." And when he said that, I quickly realized that this woman may not be old enough to really be his mother. Maybe she's 18, maybe 19, but she's not his mom. Well, or is she? So when he grabbed her leg and he hugged it like she was gonna leave for a pack of cigarettes and some milk and never come back, the woman looked down at him, touched his head and said, "I'm not your mom."
Okay. He is expecting you, Ben, me, Eric, and whoever's hearing this to believe that at this moment, the kid is going to find out that the little kid is going to find out that his mom is also his sister.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's suggesting here, I think. But again, he sucks dick at telling anything. So I struggle. Here's the next clip.
Now I'm intrigued. I'm in it. I'm not even pretending that I'm not paying attention or eavesdropping. I am all in. Even though I'm now about 7 to 10 feet away, you might as well give me binoculars because I'm peeping Tom. I am all up in their business.
Seems so fucking phony. The phony level of exaggeration and melodramatics. It's not normal.
Do you think the stuff is written out? Because at some point, it sounds like he's reading.
I think what he's doing is he's thinking of the story. He may not have it written down. He's okay. thinking the lines, the elements yeah. of them, and then stops recording and pieces it all together
okay.
to make one 30-minute show.
Ah, I see. Okay? That makes sense.
So
yeah.
I don't think it's not cohesive enough to actually be a story.
Right.
And he's retarded enough that he thinks it's good. So yeah. that's what you have here.
Yeah.
There's more to that story.
Keeping okay. calm. I am all up in their business. I'm not your mom. And that's when the dad, who's like 40-something, said the unthinkable. Little boy goes, thank you. You're the best mom ever. Woman goes, I'm not your mom. Then dad goes, that's your sister.
What?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Mm-hmm. I'm throwing stones. Yeah, in a glass house, because you know, I have a cousin brother. But it was awesome to see someone else have a mom sister.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta, if he keeps doing this, he needs to stop the laughter, the inserted laughter.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, big time. And I just got an email from a dude saying he talked to Justin today. I guess he's
okay
tight with him. He listens to both shows. He might be listening yeah. right now. Name is Nick. He goes, oh yeah, just talked to Justin. He didn't get your email. I was like, well, wait a minute here. First of all, it's too late. I've just put in 3 hours of ripping this show a new asshole. So I'm going through with it. I don't give a fuck.
Email to him him on your show?
Well, I sent him a Facebook message and I sent him an email directly to the email that he provided. And he's okay. like, oh, I didn't get it. So I don't even give a fuck anymore because it's too late.
Right.
He's out of the bottle. I can't talk to him now after destroying him and pulverizing his asshole like yeah. we're doing right now.
Right. Just when it makes sense.
Yes. Justin says that God put him into this spot. Okay. This is yet another overstatement, over dramatizing things. Yeah. And it's just strange.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. More background. God made him pull over and see the poor people. God made him do that to teach him a lesson.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day, to walk away with these life lessons. I feel richer. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't mean rich.
Life lessons? What right. life lesson did we get here besides rinse your mouth out with fucking mouthwash maybe before you leave the house? What is the life lesson?
Is it that he's better than other people?
I'm really not.
Yeah. I think that's what he's getting at, Ben.
I feel like God put me in that situation to see those things that day, to walk away with these life lessons. I feel richer. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't mean rich like wealth, because I'm not. I'm really not. I'm a month away from joining those people in East Tennessee selling garbage from the ditch. I truly am. Support the Patreon.
I think it is that he's better than those people. That's the takeaway. Yeah.
Well, that's what I wrote for clip 16. Seeing those losers, as he puts it, motivated him.
Kind of what I learned from that experience. But I was so excited and so motivated to get back to Chicago and get back to work on the No Please podcast. Opening up your messages and your emails and seeing your comments just touched me so much. And it really motivated me to get back at this. I need you guys so much. I learned some very valuable lessons about myself, about the world, about life. And I'm just so thankful to be here. I miss laughing with y'all. So let's get into the show.
Okay. Last line. Let's get into the show. The show's 30 minutes long. At that point, I was 16 minutes into it.
Damn.
I think the show's started, Justin.
Right.
And you haven't really said one fucking thing other than, I'm so happy. You're so great. And I love you. And God bless you. And all that other bullfuck. He hasn't done anything entertaining other than over edit, smack his fucking lips and,
and overlap
and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Come on, you little fucker, do something. All right. moving on. I only have a handful of clips more, but he's okay. He actually jumps into another part of the show where there's a story about some guy in the Northeast is a councilman got pulled over and he was sound asleep behind the wheel and the engine running and he's got a crack pipe in his hand. He's going to talk about it. He's going to play some audio from the news. All right, let's get into it, as he says.
Yes.
And then he's talking about the guy and he sees the guy still wearing his sunglasses. And that leads to a Justin Gold, Comedy Gold tangent about sunglasses.
It's weird how a pair of sunglasses can say a lot about somebody, right? Right now, what is the very first thought that comes to mind when you think of somebody with white frame sunglasses? Go.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody who's got UV protection. He starts to play the news story.
Okay.
You hear the audio. It plays for 2 seconds and he starts cracking up, but he inserted the laugh in himself because I can hear the edit. And I don't know what the fuck he's laughing at.
Let's get into the story.
But a city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his hand.
I
didn't edit that.
Oh, really?
And that was two different laugh tempos.
Yeah.
Kind of thrown in there. You can hear he does the first ha ha and then it changes and the ambient level of the sound is different.
Let's get into the story.
But a city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his hand.
Wow. That is so strange. It's like it's like he mished two laughs together.
All right, I think I might have mislabeled these. So this one says cut 20. A closer look of editing in his laughs.
I have never slept like that. I mean, damn. Who needs Lunesta when you got yourself some crack? The news anchor.
Okay. Wait, was that?
I didn't add it. I didn't do anything to that. That's the way it showed up on the show. He's making a crack about, it was some joke about who needs Lunesta when you smoke crack? And then he edited all that together that way. I didn't do anything.
I have never slept like that. I mean, damn. Who needs Lunesta when you got yourself some crack? The news anchor.
Oh, that's so clunky.
Oh, fuck me.
Wow.
Never. All right. That is unacceptable. That's fucking sinful.
That might be the worst one.
Now, this is the moment when I felt all four wheels fell off. Okay. It's a longer clip, but at this point, there's so much that happens here that the next incident goes down or the next problem with this happens. And then I've already forgotten about the previous one. So strap yourself in for this clip as he's continuing on with this same fucking story.
The news anchor. Did you hear him? He's really giving it the extra juice. I don't know if he's using this for a demo to try to get to a bigger market, but he loves throwing shade at this guy. Listen to this again.
A city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his...
Maybe it's just the way that he says crack pipe. Maybe that's what made me laugh.
Okay, he's parking on something that is not funny.
No, not at all.
He thinks because the newsman says a councilman who got pulled over for a crack pipe, that is the thing that's triggering this bit, this big emotional outburst of laughter when... No one in their right mind would suspect anything funny about what we just heard.
Correct.
God damn it.
The news anchor. Did you hear him? He's really giving it the extra juice. I don't know if he's using this for a demo to try to get to a bigger market, but he loves throwing shade at this guy. Listen to this again.
A city councilman caught asleep behind the wheel with a crack pipe in his...
Maybe it's just the way that he says crack pipe. Maybe that's what made me laugh. Crack pipe.
Crack pipe in his hand.
Oh, boy. He had a crack pipe in his hand.
Is he high?
Yeah. Okay. Now I paused it just so that we can breathe a little.
Yeah.
But that's what he's dying over that.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a drop for this. But of course, the drop's not working. That's so frustrating because the drop machine was working. It was perfect. I have so many great drops. I can't wait to bring drops back into the show. I have a drop that almost got me fired. I want to play it. Play! It won't play. Anyway, I can't wait to get that drop to play.
Okay. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Looking to buy your dream home? or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
So did he just stop editing the show? Because you can take that out.
Yeah, exactly. Or edit the drop in.
Or throw yourself out of a 20-story building.
Right.
That whole
crack pipe in his hand.
He had a crack pipe in his hand.
So unnerving to me.
Yeah.
Fuck. Another knee slapper about the crack smoker.
I should add that he is smoking crack safely. He is wearing a seatbelt. Click it or tick it.
Okay. You're a councilman in Cranston smoking crack. What do you think the constituents would say?
You mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say, pass the pipe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, yeah. Right. Of course. Yeah. All the constituents are going to smoke crack with them.
Yeah.
That's the joke. The whole state is your whole city. They're all crack smokers. Get it? Yes. Get it, Ben?
I get it.
Ick, 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 ick.
Finally, Ben.
Yeah.
More about the drop machine. Remember, he could have edited this out.
What are they going to say? They're going to say, pass the pipe. What they're going to say is Donald Trump's favorite phrase. Ah, the drop machine is broken. Damn it. Timing was perfect. Support the Patreon. Let's get a new drop machine.
Oh. So creamy.
Yes.
I think I would rather hear that than any more of him talking. I'd prefer that over more of him.
Right.
Questions, comments. Maureen says, is this a story out of Flint? It sounds familiar. I don't know. The laugh track is being used to fill time and break up monotony, Ryan indicates.
Yeah.
Ryan says, yes, those laughs are most certainly placed in. Linda says, I prefer this unless we're going to critique his show to his face and school him on the art of podcast. Linda also says, I don't even know the point of making this story up. Patrick says he's hard to follow. Chris says these stories are horrid. Oh. Adam wrote a fantastic bit of criticism for his show, and I don't know if I have the ability to pull it up here. I do. Thank God.
Nice.
Adam wrote this. He's listening right now.
Okay.
He listened to this first episode a few weeks ago and he wrote this. This is what I wrote as I was listening to Justin's podcast. This is the first time I have heard him since he abruptly left Free Beer and Hot Wings. I'm typing this as I'm listening, so hopefully this makes sense. In the intro, he sacrificed his entire life for radio. He was married for the first year he was on Free Beer and Hot Wings. Then Mrs. Justin moved back to Washington. He's begging for sponsors. His ego from being on a morning show in Chicago to doing a podcast was a step backwards. He's mansplaining Patreon. He won't give the juicy details on the free podcast, so this is the last time that I will listen to this. At the 7:30 mark, he hints people who have disappeared will appear. Could he be hinting at a possible Joe and Justin reunion? I don't think so.
No.
A lot of fun stuff planned, he says about 9,721 times. Talk about how his life changed on April 21. So he has a girlfriend who's either very rich or a meth head as well. And they went on a road trip. They saw the world by going to Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. He rips on people from East Tennessee's looks and how they all carry guns at an outdoor swap meet. But he notices how they are all happy with their rotted teeth and selling their Happy Meal toys for food. Then he claims some kid had a mom slash sister. He feels richer from this experience and he asked for support on Patreon again at 1420. He claims people reached out to him to continue at least podcasting because no radio station will ever hire him again. That might be a editorialization by
Adam. Right.
He talks about the story about a Rhode Island councilman getting busted with a crack pipe in his hand and while asleep in his car. He laughs when he tells people to when he tells us to imagine crackheads. Ugh. Then more laughs, which sounds like they are inserted manually.
Oh, yeah.
This is before we've talked about this.
Right.
More fake laughs. Make it stop. He talks about a drop, which almost got him fired, but he won't play it. I guess his drop machine is broken. 1804, crack sandwiches for lunch? Seriously? And getting weird vibes from a dude who smokes crack. Ask for support on Patreon so he can get a new drop machine again. Claims he dodged crackheads in his youth. Seemed to be on crack during his Freebird and Hot Wings days. Editorial. Somehow mentions Drake not smoking crack. You know, some rapper from Toronto. Justin finds now former councilman's story inspiring for the following reasons. One, to not smoke crack. Two, if something is wrong, don't let your brain convince you you are worthless or something. You can always grow. Then makes a stupid noise because he mentions his drop machine is broken for the 734th time. And two, support the Patreon. Voicemail. You can call. All right. I didn't get into those. I had heard them. There was a few calls from some people that they sounded very set up and very horrible.
All right.
So Adam was disgusted as well.
Right.
By the whole thing.
A very similar review to what we were talking about.
Yeah. And that did help me. I mean, I heard that. And so I was on the lookout for it. So
right.
I did steal some of his thunder, but he's right in those estimates about what that show sounded like.
For sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it right there, Ben, and I'm looking forward to doing this show again, adding to the stable of shows that we do on here. I thank you for your time.
Yes.
And
how much are you really looking forward to doing it more? How much are you looking forward to actually listening to more of this show?
I will say that of reviewing my own show, that's painful in its own way.
Right.
But this, out of all the things that we've had to listen to, is the most painful.
Right.
I mean, it was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah.
So, but now we're committed. So yes. Hope you enjoyed it. Folks in the live stream, thank you very much. And hope that you will check back again for another edition of Who Are These Justins? Till next time, thank you so much, folks. And we'll talk to you down the road.
No!
Please, would be nice.
And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Who Are These Justins?
Ick, 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 ick.
Wow.
Justin has had a lot of impact throughout the broadcast industry.
Really?
Ben, we featured Justin on Who Are These Podcasts.
Okay.
This past week.
Nice.
And or actually 2 weeks ago. And it was great. It was a fantastic time. And but I think everybody was, I mean, it's always fun on that show to poke fun, but it seemed like people were genuinely pissed off with Justin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they were laughing along, but there was the following week, Carl, people leave phone calls, leave phone messages, and he plays them the following week. And this is an example of a couple of phone calls that came into Carl's show about our pal, Justin.
Hey, this guy on the No Please podcast, he sounds like a Patrick Michael that's not overcritical of himself.
A little background. For those who don't know, Patrick Michael is another show that Carl reviews, who is also also not very funny. But apparently, Patrick Michael has more qualities than Justin. Let me start that over.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy on the No Please podcast, you know, he sounds like a Patrick Michael that's not overcritical of himself. Mm. This is what happens if you take the brakes off of Patrick Michael. Some of the best parts about Patrick Michael is him putting the brakes on his own shit and then shitting all over himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that shit on the No Please podcast was missing, was him shitting all over himself and realizing that his shit sucks. At least Patrick gives us the time of day. Don't call me.
All right. That's a good point. That No Please guy just had zero redeeming qualities about him. Show is fucking terrible. Thanks, Zane. Thanks for that.
Hey, that radio guy you were talking about last week.
Yeah.
He's got like the fakest laugh I've ever fucking heard in my life. This dude's fucking corny.
Yes. Justin Nettlebeck is his name, and he's terrible at this.
So they beat him up pretty well, to say the least. For those who are enjoying the show live right now, I apologize. I'm kind of figuring it out. As you know, we got screwed right in the butt by YouTube.
Right.
So I started the first part of the show and we didn't have, all they had was my audio. They didn't have your audio, Ben.
Oh, okay.
I think now it's kind of fixed. So my apologies to the folks who are watching it live. Normally, this is a Patreon exclusive event.
Yeah.
So, in a week, we'll be back to normal with our normal way that we do this. So, getting back to some of the discussion about Justin from the No Please podcast, I wanted to go over some of the reviews about his show because, you know, he's on Apple Podcasts and he encourages people to review the show.
Of course. Yeah. Leave a 5-star review, positive text comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. Now it's remarkable because there's something for everyone in the world. I mean, everyone.
True.
Like Justin can do this, and as shitty as we make it out to be, there are plenty of people who do like this.
Oh yeah. Of course.
I think the world would be better off if those people weren't in it. But, Patrick is in here and he says, I reviewed his show. Now, when I read, I'm going to read to you a review that I think was yours, Patrick.
Oh, boy.
And you have to confirm or deny. It's cut off, but it says terrible, hosted by a F. And then it says dot, dot, dot. So I don't know what the rest of it is. And then he gave it 1-star. If this is Patrick, I don't know. I think this is Patrick. It says, listened out of curiosity because I used to listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings. That lines up with Patrick.
Right.
Justin still makes up stories and force feeds them to you as truths. The show is over edited. It has weird Joker laughs inserted at odd times. The only thing that makes the show listenable is Eric Zane's show. Justin's, where he breaks down the truth about this phony.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, Patrick says, yep, this is me. I thought it was. He says, even Justin's positivity is very obviously fake, and he insults the good people of East Tennessee immediately in his first episode.
Yeah, that was true.
But not only, I mean, Patrick kind of, he's had to experience Justin when he was on the air. But who hasn't? Is Drew from the world famous Drew and Mike show.
Okay.
And I may have read this on one of my shows, but it's a perfect opportunity to read it again. He heard for the first time Justin when he was reviewed on Who Are These Podcasts.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, that was the first time he'd ever even heard him.
Okay.
Drew is a regular listener of Who Are These Podcasts, and he also has Carl on his show, the Drew and Mike podcast.
Oh, nice.
You all should listen to.
Very famous.
He writes to me, oh my God, what a total idiot. How did he last 4 years at Q101? How far has radio fallen? I wrote, I know it. Hard to believe. He also has no idea how shitty he is. You can tell his ego is very inflated about himself. then Drew says, just awful. I wish we could vote people out of contest, out of content creation when I hear anything that bad. How many Patreons does he have? I can't believe I can't believe I've gone from Market 3 to podcasting.
Right.
Drew says, I can't believe he was on in Market 3. And then I said to him, wait to hear the story about how he got fired. I'll tell it to you at the Magic Bag, which, ladies and gentlemen, is happening coming up September 15th at the Magic Bag in Ferndale, Michigan, WATP Live, if you want tickets. Okay. So that's kind of like left over from the last time we spoke. Now on to the next episode that I'm reviewing. And you know, what's crazy about this is sometimes I'll sit down to review a show, whether it be Freebird and Hot Wings or maybe a show for Who Are These Podcasts. And you have to sit down. You have to really kind of drill down and pick up the things that you want to lift and clip. And you've experienced that too when listening to the old Who Are These Zanes shows.
Yes.
But with Justin, you quite literally can roll 15 seconds and then you have 15 seconds of material. And then the next 15 seconds, you just go in sequence. It's, I've never experienced anything quite like that. So that
is it because he's by himself, you think?
I think it's more because everything he does is ridiculous and shitty. You know, I mean, okay. I think it's his formula of the, fake stories, the lying, the over the top laughter. I don't know. So the show starts, the episode called, it's the second free episode. And he starts the episode with a clip from like a NASCAR race where the guy who's saying, gentlemen, start your engines. He's also doing like the prayer. Some hillbilly and he's got like this little act that he does. And so the guy does that. And that kind of sets us up for the next couple of clips. Here you go.
He nailed it. And that was...
That is incorrect. Here we go.
Holy Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the RO7 engines. Thank you for Sunoco.
You can hear Justin in the background going,
yeah, I don't know why.
And he's playing this to start a show.
Racing fuel and Goodyear tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, ooh, Lisa.
Okay, there.
My two children, Eli and Emma, are as we like to call them, the little E's. Lord, I pray you bless the drivers and use them tonight.
Way too long, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They put on a performance worthy of this great track.
Okay, now it just ends, and he's going to make a comment about it.
Amen! Wow, that is strong. That was the greatest prayer I have ever heard in my entire life. He nailed it.
Okay, now if he stopped there and said, and let us begin, No Please Podcast happen, and I'm Justin, your host, and here we go. You know what he doesn't do? That. He then goes ahead and does the same goddamn thing this guy did, except he's going to do it.
Oh, interesting.
And that was a prayer straight from the heart. He meant every single word of that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with the direct port nitrous injection, four-core intercoolers, ball-bearing turbos, and titanium valve springs. Dear Heavenly Father.
Wow. Yeah, let's take the guy who actually did it well and ruin it by doing it my own stupid way.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
This guy, his ego is so huge, it's remarkable. He's constantly has to make it about him. Even though there's nothing really to make about it. There's
that's
nothing
true.
Great.
That was authentic. That's how everything should be. Sweet baby Jesus.
Come on. Still.
It's never going to leave us.
No, it's not.
So all he's done at this point is played the intro and then ruined the intro.
Yeah.
He then takes some time to talk about, hey, go ahead and review the show. I would love you to review my podcast. Please do all that. And then This is weird because it's a lot of fakeness and acting. There's a couple of points that I'll park on, but I'm just going to play the whole thing for you first, and then we'll go back a little bit. But it's a review similar to what I just read. Now, he says that this review was on Apple Podcasts, but I couldn't find it on there.
Oh.
And so who knows if it's really there, but it's from a person using the name Admiral Thumbskin.
Okay.
Feel free to let loose in the reviews. Some of these are so hilarious. I read one the other day that was from, let me grab it real quick. Oh, here it is. Admiral.
All of that. Yeah. Let me grab it real quick. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Like,
that was all set up and it couldn't sound.
He didn't have to search for it.
No, it couldn't sound. I don't know why he feels the need to like, oh yeah, make it seem like it's a nonchalant discovery of it. Just read the fucking thing.
And feel free to let loose in the reviews. Some of these are so hilarious. I read one the other day that was from, let me grab it real quick. Oh, here it is. Admiral Thumbskin. What a name. This is on Apple Podcasts. He writes, for a guy who can't chew a steak, or wow a woman with a full head of hair, or even pronounce the most simplest words, he sure can put on a show. That's a backhanded compliment, but thank you, man. The only flaw in this new show is that he's being a lazy ass and does not give us daily episodes. Oh, come on! For that, I give this podcast 4.9 stars. Keep up the great work. That's really thumb. That's really thummy, Admiral Thumbskin. He was right. That's really funny, Mr. Admiral Thumbskin. There we go. I got it. Nailed it.
That seemed fake right there.
Of course it was fake. Jesus Christ.
That was hard to listen to.
It's so horrid when he does that.
That's really thummy. That's really thummy, Admiral Thumbskin.
Jesus.
And then did you hear the...
Oh, yeah. It's that he can't stop making wet mouth noises.
Yes.
By the way, I just realized the angle of the camera. Look at that fucking gut.
Yes.
Look at that gut.
It's glorious. Oh, yeah.
It's like there. Oh.
I'm glad mine's just from the neck up.
Wenji says, I wish I could make my Twitch name his laugh. Ashley says, this is waterboarding. That laugh is so terrible. Linda says, I hate him so fucking much.
Of course she does.
Oh, shit. Ryan says, so many mouth noises, disgusting.
Yes.
And then that clip of the preacher, Patrick says, I believe they played this clip on Free Beer and Hot Wings when he was on there.
Oh, really?
I guess so.
Oh, I thought it was like something new.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows why he does anything?
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's ridiculous. All right. Next up. Justin doesn't want. Okay. In this clip, number 7, his brother-in-law is visiting.
Okay.
And this is a story about how they've been drinking every night.
All right.
And he's making sure that he doesn't have sex, I guess, with his significant other, because he thinks that if you have sex when you're drunk, it will make a stupid baby or something. That's only what I can gather. He doesn't come out and say it. So I guess if you're drunk and you have sex.
Yeah.
When the egg meets the sperm, the child will be. Have something wrong with it.
That's how I was born.
That's what he's suggesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So then he fires off some rapid fire jokes that he thinks are funny.
No one's getting in there. My crotch is like Alcatraz right now. Absolutely. I can't have a baby with this in my body. Could you imagine? You think I want a little me? Mm-mm. No. I'm learning to love myself, but I don't want a baby Justin. And the world doesn't need another baby Justin who's born off Maker's Mark and Sativa. Let's just be honest. Now, I don't know if that's how it works, but I'm pretty sure I poisoned the well, so to speak. My mama was playing Edward 40 hands 2 weeks before she gave birth to me. I'm not throwing stones. She was 17. What are you supposed to do at 17?
What? What is Edward? Ed, what did he say?
Edward 40 hands.
What does that mean?
You tape two 40s to both your hands and you can't pee until you drink them both.
Oh.
Yeah.
So his mom, is he saying that his mom, he had fetal alcohol syndrome?
Yes.
I got to listen to it again. Okay.
All right. What was getting in there? My crotch is like Alcatraz right now.
Which is dumb because.
Yeah. Because you're not the one. You're not the woman.
Yeah. Alcatraz is supposed to be you're not getting out, I guess. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. All right.
Absolutely. I can't have a baby with this in my body. Could you imagine? You think I want a little me? Mm-mm. No, 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 no. I'm learning to love myself, but I don't want a baby Justin. And the world doesn't need another baby Justin who's born off Maker's Mark and Sativa.
That's not that. I mean, that's not bad. That right. joke, that's actually not that bad.
Let's just be honest. Now, I don't know if that's how it works, but I'm pretty sure I poisoned the well, so to speak. My mama was playing Edward 40 hands 2 weeks before she gave birth to me. I'm not throwing stones. She was 17. What are you supposed to do at 17?
But, oh, God.
Oh, that laugh.
It doesn't matter what he does. He could be a combination of Richard Pryor and any great comic that's ever existed. And if you do that, that's a great reference. And you do that type of fucking laugh. You could be Richard Pryor and everybody else. Okay. No edition of the No Please podcast and the Who Are These Justins podcast would be complete without Justin making up a fantasy story.
All right.
And, you know, we've had our thoughts about this happening. I mean, the audience that listened to the Free Bear and Hot Wings show, this was what he did.
Yes.
And I honestly don't know how Greg and Chris said, yes, this is our guy.
Right.
I don't know how they didn't see through it. I do know the guy who hired him in Chicago.
Okay.
And this is a little behind the curtain that slowly but surely this will be revealed. I was told that the Justin who interviewed checked all the boxes.
All right.
The Justin who was on the radio.
Yeah.
Unchecked the boxes.
Oh, no.
In a big way. And they were like, whoa, what's going on here?
Right.
And it didn't really add up. And I don't know what happens to him when he gets behind a microphone. He might just interview really well and be a normal person. And then he turns into this fucking idiot the second that he gets onto a show. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the audience on Free Beer and Hot Wings for the longest time, they would see right through his bullshit, as did everybody. And Greg and Chris, I can only guess, are kind of like this guy that I just mentioned in Chicago. He did great on the interview, and then they got this fucking mongoloid in front of a microphone, and he's the worst thing that's ever happened to the broadcast industry. And they're like, oh boy, what do we do now? And he was genuinely hated by everyone in the audience.
Yes, that's true. I've never seen there's a lot of hate that goes on Reddit for that show. And for certain members, but none more than for when Justin was on the show.
Oh, it's terrible. Did you see the poll that they posted, by the way? Did Justin beat Kelly or did Kelly beat Justin?
I don't know.
Kelly had to have beaten Justin. There's no
way. Had to have. Yeah.
I don't know what's happened with her, but there's a large contingency of people that really just hate her.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's fair. I mean, there's a lot to make fun of on all of them, but but I don't know.
Of course.
I don't know if she deserves what she's getting.
I don't think I don't think she does.
Free Bear and Hot Wings do, especially Greg, but not so much her.
Right.
All right. But that's for another show. This is a story that Justin fell into. It's like it popped up in his brain and he made up this story. Listen to this nonsense.
Jimmy leaves today. Thank goodness. I love the man.
That's the brother-in-law. He's leaving today.
Okay.
Jimmy leaves today. Thank goodness. I love the man. Love him. But whew, I can't do it anymore. And I felt really bad just letting him drink alone. That's how problems start. So I joined him. We're family. I love that boy. I got your back, son. I love the kid, but I need a...
Just that. All of that. it's always so fucking fake sounding and hokey. I love you. I got your back, son.
Break. I'm doing dumb stuff. Dumb, embarrassing things like the other night.
Okay. That's the segue. I'm doing dumb stuff. And then he goes into the story. I'm going to play that again. I'm going to start it all over again. All right. Sorry. I fucked this up for a second. Here we go.
Jimmy leaves today. Thank goodness. I love the man. Love him. But whew, I can't do it anymore. And I felt really bad just letting him drink alone. That's how problems start. So I joined him. We're family. I love that boy. I got your back, son. I love the kid, but I need a break. I'm doing dumb stuff. Dumb, embarrassing things like the other night. We're having a good time. Everybody went to bed. And then I get a notification on my phone from the Nextdoor app saying that there's a couple guys going house to house, driveway to driveway, trying to get into cars. And the person that posted it was 7 houses down. And even though I was headed to bed, heroes don't sleep. Heroes don't rest. Mm-mm.
Okay. So now we're set up. The bad guys are coming down the street, Ben.
Yes.
Just 7 doors down.
Right.
And Justin is going to do something.
He's the neighborhood Batman.
Okay. So, you know, this is set up. Something nutty is going to go down. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. This is the latest crazy Justin stupid story.
I saw this as an opportunity to catch these bastards and have fun doing it. Capture it for the podcast. And then I started laughing and having a good time about all the prank ideas I could do. And I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll put dog poop on the car door handles and I'll sit inside of it and I'll film them. So as they're trying to break into the car and get into the car, their hands will get all pooey and I'll laugh.
What? That's his great idea. And he's gonna sit in the car and film it?
Yes. They're 7 houses away.
Yeah.
I'm going to put poop on his car and then go in the car and shoot a video of them touching the poop, Ben.
This is funny to grade schoolers.
Holy fuck.
I don't even know if it's funny to grade schoolers.
That shit that Dylan Mulvaney does is more adult-like than this stupidity. God damn. All right. Part 3 of Justin's poo door handle story.
So right. Like the evil scientist I thought I was, I went to the kitchen, I put on the big yellow gloves, and I scoured the backyard for the perfect revenge poop. I didn't realize at the time how weird I probably looked at 2 a.m. out there with the flashlight in the backyard picking poop. But it was for a good cause. It was to make a difference.
Okay.
Someone's hungry.
That's it. Here we go.
I was going to teach these bastards a lesson. You don't steal, and you don't steal from me. So as I was applying dog poop to every single door handle of my car, I was laughing so hard thinking about how pissed these guys are going to be. I throw the gloves away and I go to get in my car. Within the 40 seconds it took me to throw the gloves away, my drunk ass forgot what I just did.
If I'm on the radio and this happens while I'm on the radio, because this did happen.
Yes.
People who used to listen to the show when Justin was on it, they would hear these moments and they'd be going, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to do that. I would be able to say, stop. I would have to say, stop, dude. Everything you're saying is unbelievable and not true.
Yeah.
Now, that would be the interesting thing, trying to break this stupid son of a bitch of this horrible habit.
But you'd think that the story generator that the audience came up with for his stories would have done the trick, but no.
This is a sick individual, in my opinion. What an asshole.
I was going to teach these bastards a lesson. You don't steal and you don't steal.
All right, I'll play that. This story continues. And then it takes a turn.
Oh, no.
I totally forgot that I gooied up all the door handles. I pooed myself. Oh, so gross. So nasty. Even though I was the one that just did it, that was.
Wait a minute. I'm going to fuck something up.
I was going to teach these bastards a lesson. You don't steal and you don't steal from me. So as I was applying dog poop to every single door handle of my car, I was laughing so hard thinking about how pissed these guys are going to be. I throw the gloves away and I go to get in my car. Within the 40 seconds it took me to throw the gloves away, my drunk ass forgot what I just did.
Okay, so now he's in the car. He doesn't remember that he did it. That's what he's telling us.
Right. Okay.
I totally forgot that I gooied up all the door handles. I pooed myself. Oh, so gross. So nasty. Even though I was the one that just did it, that was my karma, really. Oh, it was so bad. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a premature gag reflex. I swear I woke up the neighbors. I can't even.
Okay, more Justin acting.
Yes.
Just because he's telling you, he's done this before. He starts to talk about gagging.
Right.
And he made up a term, a premature gag reflex. And just because he's talking about it, he's going to gag, Ben.
Yes, of course.
Sorry.
This happens to everybody.
Like, this is horrible.
Yes, it is.
I told you I can't do that. So I know. I don't even know why I tried. Freaking sweating. So, yeah. So I was doing that super late. Oh, my gosh. It almost happened again. So I started hurling and freak. Sorry. I started hurling like I'm about to do right now. Oh, such a dummy. So instead of pranking the thieves, I pranked myself. And then I spent the next freaking hour cleaning and gagging. It was horrible. What a dumb mistake. And even though I was out there in that driveway until about 4:30, no one ever showed up. I don't know if the neighbor was lying. I don't know if the neighbor saw a dog, but I pooed myself for no reason. Gross. So embarrassing. Ugh.
No, no one's lying. You're lying.
Yes.
You fucking asshole.
Wow.
Jesus H.
I didn't realize he lived in a house. I thought this was like a, you know, a neighborhood, like apartments or around. But then to go out into your driveway to your car where it's just the one car, to put poop on the door handles, throw away the gloves and quote unquote forget that you just pooed your car.
I mean, everything he says, he's so bad at it.
Yeah.
I mean, there is he doesn't have any awareness that what he's saying, no one can believe it. These are just unbelievable stories that didn't happen.
Right.
And I can't imagine being a regular listener of the Freeburn Outwing show and all the time a fucking idiot has to do that. And part of the reason why Greg and Chris suck is because they didn't ever notice it enough to say, don't talk anymore. You are now an off-air producer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All they I don't know why they would allow him to get away with that. Not everybody needs to talk, you know?
Right.
Ryan says, how a wet pussy mouth like this ever got a job anywhere in the audio industry is absolutely stunning to me. Do people listen to demo tapes anymore?
Right.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, God. That's some real wetness going on.
Okay. I have one more clip to play.
Okay.
And all I wrote on this is try to follow along with what's going on here. He keeps getting brought into new tangents, I guess. And none of it makes a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
Side note, you know what's so funny is I once had a boss who wouldn't allow us to say poop or fart. And it's so weird that every single time I went to say poop, I almost said the P word. Or I almost called it something different. Or I almost didn't say the word at all. It's crazy. It's the same guy that wouldn't let us say the word pickles on the air either because pickles freaked him out. It's a true story. Dead ass.
No, it's not. It's not a true story.
Pickles.
Stop saying it's a true story, asshole.
That's a true story. It feels so good to not have those ridiculously tight restrictions. You can't say pickles? Ugh. I for real couldn't talk about pickles. Pickles. It's wild. It's hard out here. And in case you're listening, Mr. Weirdo, pickles, pickles, pickles.
Okay. Hilarious.
I'm throwing shade. Everybody has like one thing they don't like. It's just odd that this guy's thing was pickles. It's weird. Like, you know when you're laying in bed and going to sleep and all of a sudden your body does that involuntary.
Okay, now he's gone into a entirely different. This,
yes.
This makes it seem like he's on cocaine.
Right. Because
he was just talking about pickles, and now he's going to talk about something that's like totally different.
Okay.
Very jolt. Like you're just about to fall asleep, and then all of a sudden it's like.
He was just talking about pickles, and now he's talking about this goddamn thing.
Like you were resuscitated. Shock, boom. So as I'm laughing about a guy who wouldn't let me say the word pickles because they grossed him out or something, I'm legit the guy who lays in bed every single night afraid of that weird jolt that seems to happen. Like I'm getting anxiety from the jolt. It's almost like opening up a can of biscuits where you never know when it's going to pop. Like, even though no one's ever died from a can of biscuits, I'm always afraid that jolt is going to come at any moment. White knuckling it. You know what I mean?
No.
No. No. We don't know what you mean.
Not one bit.
He's like the schizophrenic guy when you're walking in some communities downtown.
Yeah.
Who's the homeless guy who's been there forever. And he's just talking to himself nonsense as he walks down the street and he sees you. Then he asks you for money. And then he goes back to talking nonsense. Every local downtown community has that guy. That's Justin.
Right.
Fuck.
Jolt. I can't believe he's comparing that to pickles, to cans of biscuit. It's
exhausting. Sitting through his show and trying to and again, it's just one clip after another. It's a 30-minute show. I only had to go through 15 minutes of it.
Okay.
To be able to get enough to do this show.
Yeah.
Fuck. And yet he thinks, I'm not sure why he doesn't want to come on our show. I think I don't know if it's necessarily because we beat the shit out of him. He indicated to Nick that that there might be something more to it, whether or not I don't necessarily want to talk to him about Free Bear and Hot Wings. I don't care about any of that shit. If he offers it up, great. But maybe it's best we leave him alone. You know?
Yeah, probably.
God, it's a real mystery to me how this guy's been able to actually get employed at any of these radio stations over the years.
I'll be interested to see if his podcast changes in any way.
If it's just him doing these stupid...
Like the editing, the laughing, like if anything... If it gets any better, you know what I mean?
Right. Linda sent me the review that she left for Justin.
Oh, boy.
Headline, don't waste your time. 1 star. Justin thinks he's still doing a radio show. He's inauthentic and makes up every story he discusses and has an incessant fake laugh to top it all off. Spend the 30 minutes listening to something else. You'll thank me later.
Oh, no. Ruthless.
Oh, fuck. All right, Ben, that is our time, I think, that we can spend for this edition of Who Are These Justins? Do you have any final thoughts or anything at all you want to discuss about your pal, Justin?
I can't do the laugh. No, I can't do it.
Okay, folks, thank you so much for being here. And in fact, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast will start just minutes after this one. We're starting early this time around. So get after it. Thank you so much for being here. And if you are getting it free, because normally this is on YouTube and exclusive to Patreon members, next week it'll be back on Patreon. So if you do like it, go ahead and sign up for a week free on Patreon so you can check out next week's show too. We're not doing Who Are These Justins next week, but there's a ton of content next week that will be available on Patreon. So you got this week free and you can get next week free too when we get back at it. So that's my way of making lemonade. Nice. All right, Ben, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Wait a minute. If I say, all right, Ben,
I thought that was like the closing.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is my opportunity to say to Ben, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week, Ben.
Sounds good, Eric.
Thanks,
see you then.
Ben. See you then. Bye-bye.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.